Hello and welcome to the podcast for Sound the Trumpet. This is chapter 19, Trumpet Music, and this one's going to be a quick one because most of this chapter, in fact 14 pages of it, is just lists of books and pieces of music and various other things that are helpful for playing trumpet. So in this chapter, the epigraph is from Louis Armstrong, sorry, for those of you purists out there who know the difference. He said, "What we play is life." And this chapter covers making sense of the choices you have for trumpet music, the repertoire for method books, classical symphony repertoire, classical solo repertoire, jazz repertoire, and that includes both tunes and solos that have been written down so you can learn them. A couple terms to know, of course, repertoire is a collection of works that an artist can perform. An etude is a short piece of music that's studied to improve a particular technique. And a fake book is a book that includes a song's melodies and chords. There's all kinds of fake books out there. They started as a jazz thing, but you can find fake books for Christmas tunes, Latin music, Christian tunes, just on and on and on. Many different kinds to choose from, and hopefully in this chapter I can give you some help to help you hone down your choices. So unboggling your mind, there's so much written music out there for trumpet players, and making a selection is probably one of the most confusing parts of the process. It's important to know what your goals are, what kind of music moves you, and try to be open to other styles as well. One of the great things about music is the way that styles mix together. You know, what you study in one style, you can use in another, often with interesting and new effects. So sample everything that you can. The following lists are far, far, far from complete. Instead of trying to include everything, I've limited choices to the most useful, popular, beautiful, and or fun music. And of course, this is just from my understanding of it. I am not all-knowing by any means. And I'm sure I've missed things. I'm sure I've included things that other people think maybe are not as useful. But, you know, it's my opinion. It's still a really long list, despite any omissions I may have made. So it's important that you talk with your teacher or with other players about what books and music that are going to suit your ability and focus the best. So, where to start? Let me break this down into different types of music. There are method books, which is what I'm going to cover first, and they can be used by trumpet players of any and every style, and any and every ability level, too. I still use method books. They cover everything from tone production, lip slurs, pedal tones, high notes, to scale theory, to improvisation, and beyond. So I'll give you a rundown of each of the most popular and useful books. Etude books are a great source of short pieces, and they also run from easy to difficult. Etudes use techniques that you've learned in the method books. Trumpet teachers usually have a few that they like to use, so if you do have a trumpet teacher, ask the teacher which one he or she uses. Coming up is a list of the more popular and helpful etude books that most teachers tend to use. Jazz repertoire is great stuff to learn because it's going to open up possibilities to perform with thousands of other musicians who know the same tunes, and that's everywhere in the world. Jazz tunes, everyone knows, are called standards, and they're fun, fairly easy to learn and memorize, usually have great melodies, and they're pretty easy to find. There's all kinds of fake books out there that have the melodies and the chords for these standards. Classical solo repertoire are tried and true pieces composed for trumpet, and they also range from easy to very, very difficult. They can be slow and lyrical, fast and rhythmic, and sometimes they're that even within the same piece. A lot of classical music has movements, more than three movements, three or four movements in some of them. I've graded these from 1 to 5, with 1 being the easiest and 5 being the most difficult. Now, some of these grading criteria I've learned since doing this are not quite correct, so treat them with a little skepticism. Be sure before you buy anything to look into it and make sure that it fits your ability level. You don't want anything that's too difficult or too easy, you know, to be bored. Although, if you're going to err on one side or the other, I would say err on the side of too easy. One of the things that you should consider is the technical difficulty. So how hard is it to actually do the music on the trumpet? But a very, very important aspect, I would argue the most important aspect, is how musical can you make it? A piece might be very, very simple from a technical standpoint. It might be slow and have a limited range, but it might be much more challenging to make it a beautiful piece of music. And I would argue that that is a more important focus, to make a piece of music beautiful, any piece of music. So if you're going to choose a piece, I would say choose something that is well within your ability so that you can make it beautiful. There's also classical symphony repertoire, and these are pieces performed by symphonies, and most importantly, the pieces that are used to audition trumpet players who are going to play in these symphonies. So if you want to be a symphony player, you have to know these pieces well and be able to play them not only well, but artistically. That's part of playing well, right? So I'm not going to actually go through and write or speak all of these lists. There's hundreds and hundreds of examples in here. What I will do is I will post this chapter as a PDF on the podcast website so that you can go ahead and just take a look at this. And I believe some of these also are linked to stores where you can actually purchase this. If you go to allabouttrumpet.com and click on the trumpet store, you'll find most of these in that store. So if you need to get some of these books, that's a great place to do it. I would certainly appreciate it because I get a few pennies for each purchase, and that helps to support the podcast. So that would be great. There are 14 pages of examples in here. So the first one is method books. That's several pages. There's etude books, jazz standards. And on the jazz standards example, I've also included the recording, including the artist and the label that recorded it, as well as their catalog number. So that should help you when you practice standards. It's a good idea to have an example in your head, in your ear, to help with playing it. And this is just a very, very small list. There are many, many thousands more tunes that you may know of yourself that aren't in here that you would like to practice. And that's great. Also in here are a bunch of jazz trumpet solo transcriptions. So this is where someone has taken an improvised solo and written it out. This makes it a little easier to play. If you're trying to learn it by ear, I would recommend that. That's actually one of the best ways to learn an improvised solo, is to learn it by ear, because you're learning all different kinds of things, musical things, with that. When you're reading the music, not quite as good, but it's certainly quicker. Also, I've included jazz books. So that's books on improvisation and actually, let me look, improvisation, jazz theory, some transcriptions and things like that. Also in here are classical solo and small group repertoire. So, trios, duets. I don't know if I've included any quintets, brass quintets. I don't think I did. Just trumpet duets, trios, and quartets. Also, I've got symphony excerpts. This is really important if you're interested in playing symphony music. I've got the excerpts in order of the most common excerpts. So a guy named Lawrence House from the University of Saskatchewan in Canada put together a list a number of years ago. This may have changed, and in fact, I can probably guarantee you that it's changed, but he's put together a list that looked at all of the symphony auditions over the course of, I don't know, a couple years, a few years, I don't remember, and compiled them and figured out which ones were the most common. So, for example, Petrushka by Stravinsky was the most common. And there's some fantastic trumpet parts in that. Pictures at an Exhibition was number two. Ein Heldenleben by Strauss was number three. And it goes on and on. These are all great pieces of music, which I would certainly highly recommend just to have in your listening library, because they're just good stuff. That it's a long list. It runs to 2 pages. There are also, I've included an orchestral excerpt collections. There's a couple books for that. One's a CD-ROM library, which is truly extensive. I don't have it, but it looks great. And also some books, books on hearing and writing music, the art of brass playing, some books on practice, and some other resources to help you, get better. So that's basically it for this chapter. A very short podcast. And remember, this is not a complete list by any stretch of the imagination. So, look in other places. This is certainly a great list, a great place to start. So check it out with your trumpet teacher and hope you have fun with it and good luck. Up next, I'm going to talk a little bit about accessories for trumpet playing. Microphones, metronomes, cases, gig bags, stands, recording equipment, and some gadgetry as well. If you would like to get this chapter, go ahead and go to the podcast website, which is trumpetbook.wordpress.com, and you'll find a link to this as well as to the trumpet store, where you can find pretty much all of these books. And if you buy them, that actually sends a few pennies my way and helps to support this podcast. So I'd appreciate that if you do. And that's it for this chapter. Have fun. Good luck with practice.